Yeah, definitely. Now, were both of these trucks identical?
Yes. Yeah, as far as I know, they build off the same blueprints.
Does that also mean then that the mechanics that had one of them, were they carrying spares in there as well as all their living stuff, or?
The mechanic traveled alone. Art Reese is his name. He lives down in McKellen, Texas. In 1956, on the European caravan, Wally hired an interpreter and advance scout from Holland, and Wally bought a combi bus, a Volkswagen bus, and a matching trailer to tow on behind. Well, that trailer was also used in Africa, and it was full of repair parts and things, rivets, maybe gears, just whatever it was that they could fill it up with. So he towed this little utility trailer behind him.
Would this combi bus, would it was it a two-tone?
Yeah, it was green. It was I don't know what shade of green you'd want to call it, but that with light green top.
Because
And
I'm looking
that
at I'm on page 318 of Cape Town to Cairo, and there's a picture of all the trailers in a circle in front of the Cheops pyramid, and there's a combi bus parked right in the middle of it.
No, the combi bus I'm referring to was used in 1956 only.
Oh, okay.
If there was a combi bus in that picture, it was probably some local Egyptian.
Okay. But I do see your truck parked off to the left, or possibly a mechanic truck or something
Right.
in that list as well. Interesting.
So, Pee-wee, was it more difficult being the lead vehicle or the guy coming in the back?
I think coming behind probably was the more difficult of the two, insofar as the International Harvester's trucks that most of the party had were not engineered properly, and they broke spider gears, axles, and it had an enormous amount of problems mechanically, to the point where we used up all of the spare parts in Africa. Then we siphoned off all of the axles and spider gears out of Europe, and International Harvester had to fly them in from the United States to keep us going. So considering going ahead and talking to city officials or finding campsites, maybe there might be the loneliness or missing out on seeing something, being out ahead. Certainly, being the mechanic was a tough job, and we were lucky because there were several caravanners, what I call the old-time caravanners, have been on several of them that were mechanically inclined. So Art was never alone on doing his repair work, so it worked out quite well.
Well, on that note, we had a listener email and a question. His name is Steven. Rob, where's Steven from? I think you know.
He's from Wisconsin, just outside of Madison.
Okay.
And he writes, if I recall correctly, you were the advance scout for one or more of the early caravans. What advice could you give to a person fulfilling that role in planning a caravan today?
Oh boy. I think that somebody planning a caravan today, you have to really look at the experience and experiments that had to go on. I was a kid at 12 when I went on the first caravan with Wally to Mexico and Central America. And of course, he had never ran a caravan like that. Yes, he'd gone camping, he'd used his trailers. He had way beyond the intelligence of a lot of people, so he was able to put things together and understand what had to do. But he had to learn, one, how to work with the people, what are proper lengths of trailers, because we had a mishmash of trailers. Yes, there were a lot of Airstreams, but we even had a Spartan that went on that first caravan.